This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Maybe problems in banking world could actually help fight inflation. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve is juggling multiple crises. It has to deal with fear in the banking system, but it's still worried about inflation. And in fact, the Fed continued its series of interest rate hikes yesterday, raising rates a quarter of a percentage point. But the two challenges could ironically, in a kind of twisted way, work together. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell spent much of yesterday's press conference talking about the Fed's enemy number one. Inflation. Powell said no one should doubt the Fed's resolve in continuing to raise interest rates to get inflation down to its target of 2%. He said the Fed did consider pausing rate hikes, but inflation was higher than expected last month, and Powell says the Fed doesn't want to look like it's backing down.
We are committed to restoring price stability, and all of the evidence says that the public has confidence that we will do so, that we'll bring inflation down to 2% over time. It is important that we sustain that confidence with our actions as well as our words.
The Fed has another enemy to keep an eye on, all the banking turmoil. But in a weird way, that actually might be more of a frenemy. That's because jittery bankers are less likely to lend, and that can cool off the economy, kind of like a Fed interest rate hike.
We're looking at what's happening among the banks and asking, is there going to be some tightening in credit conditions? And then we're thinking about that as effectively doing the same thing that rate hikes do. So in a way, that substitutes for rate hikes.
But Powell says don't get carried away and expect the Fed to lower interest rates anytime soon. He says Fed officials don't foresee rate cuts this year. And while the Fed is investigating why Silicon Valley Bank failed, Powell says he would also welcome an independent investigation. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Are your deposits safe? That is the bottom line fear that's driven the turmoil in the banking system these past few weeks. The FDIC stepped in and said, yes, yes, they are safe. Even said it would cover uninsured deposits. That's deposits more than $250,000 for a few banks in particular. Well, some have said, well, why don't we do that all the time? Insure every deposit, everywhere, all at once. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has said no. Here's Marketplace's Nova Sappho.
Congress is supposed to approve any increase of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation's $250,000 cap on deposit guarantees. But at a time of deep divisions in Washington, business groups have urged the Biden administration to find a workaround. Yesterday at a Senate committee hearing, Janet Yellen said no.
This is not something that we have looked at.
Yellen said insuring all deposits, big and small, would be a decision made case by case for each bank if more of them fail.
When such a failure is deemed to create the risk of a contagious bank run,
is when the administration can invoke the systemic risk exception. That exception gave regulators the power to guarantee all deposits at Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
All right, let's do the numbers. Dow and S&P futures. Dow futures are about flat. S&P futures up 0.3%. NASDAQ futures up 0.8%. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 3.475%. The three banks that have failed so far were all what you might call crypto friendly. Now that they are out of the game for a while, cryptocurrency has a problem. There is a void of banks willing to do business with crypto companies. Marketplace Tech has been delving into this, and David Brancaccio spoke with Marketplace Tech host Megan McCarty-Carino about it.
Why don't you start with the, inherent irony here. Crypto companies are meant to bypass traditional banks, right? Yet they need plain old banks, big time. Anyway, why?
Well, you know, as long as these businesses are transacting in the world outside of crypto, they need U.S. dollars, they need traditional banking systems, they have employees they need to pay, they have taxes they need to pay, they need to do so generally using regular currency, so they need to do that through the banking system.
And three banks in particular were crucial to this crypto ecosystem: Silvergate, Silicon Valley, and Signature. But why so important?
Yeah, Silicon Valley Bank obviously has been top of mind. It was known for sort of being the bank of choice for venture-backed startups, of which some were cryptocurrency companies. But probably the big one was Silvergate, which actually failed earlier in that week before SVB, and it closed down voluntarily. It had a lot of ties to crypto and a lot of exposure to a little crypto exchange you might know called FTX. It also sort of catered to the crypto community. It had a blockchain-based payment system that allowed payments to be transacted 24 hours, 7 days a week, which is kind of unusual in the banking world. Then finally, Signature Bank, it also operated one of these blockchain-based payment networks.
I mean, may I ask, what's a crypto business to do if they no longer have a bank available that is super into crypto?
I mean, this could really create a situation where the number of banks working with crypto becomes even smaller, sort of concentrating the risk of this volatile industry in fewer banks, which we know is not good.
You know, by the way, Megan, right? Bitcoin, after its long collapse, is up sharply this year. How does that track with the tremors in the industry more widely?
Right. Well, I mean, this might have a little bit more to do with the interest rate environment than anything else. But definitely there's a narrative in the crypto community that, hey, nothing's better for, you know, selling crypto investments than a meltdown in the traditional banking world. In fact, last week there was a truck with a giant ad for Bitcoin plastered on it that was parked in front of Silicon Valley Bank. It said, "Be your own bank." So I guess, you know, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Okay. Marketplace tech host Megan McCarty-Carino, thank you.
Thank you.
That was Marketplace's David Brancaccio and Megan McCarty-Carino in New York. I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.